This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Senior U.S. officials are citing intelligence assessments, including satellite imagery, to support their case that Iran was responsible for Saturday's attacks on key Saudi Arabian oil infrastructure. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The U.S. government is releasing satellite imagery showing what officials say are at least 19 points of impact from the drone strikes at two Saudi energy facilities. Senior U.S. officials, speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss intelligence matters, say the images are consistent with attack coming from the direction of Iran rather than Yemen. The officials say additional devices, which apparently didn't reach their targets, have been recovered and are being analyzed by Saudi and American intelligence agencies. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Afghan Taliban on Sunday revoked its ban on the International Committee of the Red Cross and restored its guarantee for security of Red Cross staff doing humanitarian work in Afghanistan. A Red Cross spokesperson said the same day that the organization's operations had resumed in the country. The Taliban imposed a ban on the Red Cross and the World Health Organization in April over suspicions about their vaccination campaigns. Afghanistan is one of the last countries in the world where polio is endemic. The Taliban control more than half of Afghanistan's 410 districts. And it's been a difficult week for peace negotiations in Afghanistan. NATO's operational commander said allies anticipate increased volume on the increased violence on the ground as Afghan presidential elections inch closer. U.S. Air Force General Todd Volters, NATO's supreme allied commander, Europe, told a small group of reporters that the elections probably won't be perfect, but they will work as hard as they can to make the September 28th vote as safe as possible. More on this and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News.